Today's Tanya for the fifth day of Menach of Elul, Hey Elul, is in Igeres HaKedosh at the beginning of Siman Yud Beis, Igeres HaKedosh 12. This too is a letter about tzedakah, the greatness of tzedakah, in which the Rebbe explains how the mitzvah of tzedakah causes a great and deep revelation of godliness that brings a unity and a oneness between kindness, the attribute of kindness, and severity, by softening the severity. And here below, it softens the animal soul, giving the godly soul a greater strength, a greater victory over the animal soul. Yud Beis. The act of tzedakah will bring peace, and the aveda of tzedakah will bring calm and security forever. To understand the difference between aveda, what's the difference between an act of tzedakah and the aveda of tzedakah? Service of tzedakah. Also, uben shalom v'hashkid v'vetach. Also, what is the difference between peace and calm and security? The act of tzedakah brings peace. The aved of tzedakah brings quiet and security. So we'll understand it. Al pi my shalmer v'zal al pasuk esi shalom b'mremov. We'll understand it based on the gemara that explains the pasuk Eisei Shalom B'Meimov, that he makes peace in his dwelling place in the high places. So the Gemara explains, how does God make peace in heaven? Ki Michoel Sar Shalmayim, the angel Michoel is the angel of water, the Gavriel Sar Shal Eish, and Gavriel is the angel of fire, or Chesed and Gvura. And yet they don't extinguish each other, and that's because God makes peace in the high places in heaven. So what that means is the angel of Chesed, Michoel, Chesed is called water, that flow from a higher place to a lower place. Vehu b'chinas hashpah v'hispashtes hachayis me'elamei so yenim l'tachtenim, which means the flow of godliness from the higher world to the lower world. That's chesed, that's water. B'chinas eish, and then the attribute, the behavior of fire. Shetiva lalis l'maylon, whose nature is to rise and to go upwards. He b'chinas hagvuda, that's the attribute of Gevura, the histalkus hashpoa sachayim, mimata lamaila. It's the removal of the flow of life from the lower place back up to the higher place. Shalila hashpia, that's the withholding of hashpo, zak betzimtum otzum, to give only in a very restricted and limited way. V'tzimtzum otzum v'zav. V'hein midas negdiyes. So these two attributes, chesed and gvuda. Chesed means flowing downward, the giving of life, the giving of godliness from the higher world to the lower world. Gvuda means the opposite, the rising of the highest back to the higher level. It doesn't want to leave heaven and come down to earth. And so the amount that comes down is a very limited and very restricted amount. So they are two opposite tendencies, opposite properties. The hafchiyezulezu, and they threaten each other to destroy each other, and that's why God has to make peace between them, and that's the meaning of Eisesholim b'mremot. The hainu kishehin b'vechinas nideis levada. But this is all true when they, the midday, stand alone. When there is only emotions, then the emotions threaten each other and are opposite of each other. But as he will say further on, that when a higher level of godliness is revealed into the emotions, then that's what brings the peace between them and makes them able to coexist and combine and become united. In the Hayem Yem for Hey Elul, for the fifth day of Elul, the Rebbe writes that Min Hogeinu Belevishas Talis Godel, the custom, our way of putting on the talis. Menichem Atalis Godel Mekupo Al Kotav Yemin, you first put the talis, still folded up, over your right shoulder. Ubeitkim Hatzitzis, and you check the tzitzis. Shas Abdika, Amen Barchi Nafshi. While checking the tzitzis, we say Barchi Nafshi. Achakach, Leikchim Hatalis Min HaKetev. Then you take the talis from your shoulder. Peishtim Leise, you unfold it, you open it up. Menashkim Svas Hatalis, you kiss the upper borders, the upper corners of the talis. Machzir Eise Mekeneget Ponov Achelov, you swing it from the front to the back. And then you begin making the bracha l'hisatis batzitzis. Siyim ha-bracha somoch l'krichas beis kamfeis yimin sovif tzavori l'achidav b'tzatzmo. And you finish the bracha when you throw the two corners of the right, the front and back of the right side, over your neck, around your neck, over the left shoulder. Ayin sheiris Yehuda erachayim simen aleph, devin nechem ye erachayim simen tes.